Задание 2. Вы услышите диалог. Определите, какие из приведенных утверждений AG соответствуют содержанию текста. 1. True. Какие не соответствуют? 2. False. И о чем в тексте не сказано? То есть на основании текста нельзя дать ни положительного, ни отрицательного ответа. 3. Not stated. Занесите номер выбранного вами варианта ответа в таблицу. Вы услышите запись дважды. У вас есть 20 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданием.
Now we are ready to start.
Hi, Bella. It's good to see you. How are you?
Hello, Jim. I'm fine, thanks.
I say, Bella, I was looking through the photos on your Facebook profile yesterday and I saw some really nice ones. I don't think I've seen them before. The nature looks beautiful, but I can't get where you took all these great pics.
Oh, Jim, I see what you mean. I posted these photos the other day. They are new. Well, believe it or not, but I took them in Russia.
Russia? I knew you went somewhere interesting in the summer, but I didn't know it was Russia.
My parents decided to go off the beaten track, and they're into ecotourism now, so Russia seemed a very good choice.
Did you see Moscow and St. Petersburg?
We spent about 2 days in Moscow because Mum wanted to see some art galleries, but then we went straight to the Baikal.
The Baikal? I have never heard of this place. What's that?
Oh, Jim, shame on you. That's the deepest lake in the world.
I didn't know that. So how did you get there? Is it far from the capital?
Yes, it is. It was quite a long flight, and then we took a car. We went camping at Lake Baikal. People can enjoy the wild nature and the clean waters of the lake. Besides, it's so quiet there. There's no noise pollution. We didn't even watch TV or anything.
It would have been totally impossible for me. I can't do without TV or the internet.
Well, there it seems just fine. You don't feel like watching some stupid talk show when the nature around is so magnificent.
Yes, even your photos make me speechless.
So we walked a lot, we went fishing and did some water sports.
It sounds like it was a great retreat for all of you.
It was. I'll be happy to come back to the Baikal in a couple of years. It takes a long time to get there, plus it is not cheap, but it's certainly worth it. I think it was the best holiday in my life.
I don't think I'll be able to save enough to go there on my own, but I bet they need volunteers there. As far as I understand, this is a wildlife reserve.
I say, Jim, it's not half a bad idea. Surf the net and you are bound to find some volunteering opportunities in that area.
I will, okay. I've got to go. It was great talking to you. See you later.
See you.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the text again.
Hi, Bella. It's good to see you. How are you?
Hello, Jim. I'm fine, thanks.
I say, Bella, I was looking through the photos on your Facebook profile yesterday and I saw some really nice ones. I don't think I've seen them before. The nature looks beautiful, but I can't get where you took all these great pics.
Oh, Jim, I see what you mean. I posted these photos the other day. They are new. Well, believe it or not, but I took them in Russia.
Russia? I knew you went somewhere interesting in the summer, but I didn't know it was Russia.
My parents decided to go off the beaten track, and they're into ecotourism now, so Russia seemed a very good choice.
Did you see Moscow and St. Petersburg?
We spent about 2 days in Moscow because Mum wanted to see some art galleries, but then we went straight to the Baikal.
The Baikal? I have never heard of this place. What's that?
Oh, Jim, shame on you. That's the deepest lake in the world.
I didn't know that. So how did you get there? Is it far from the capital?
Yes, it is. It was quite a long flight, and then we took a car. We went camping at Lake Baikal. People can enjoy the wild nature and the clean waters of the lake. Besides, it's so quiet there. There's no noise pollution. We didn't even watch TV or anything.
It would have been totally impossible for me. I can't do without TV or the internet.
Well, there it seems just fine. You don't feel like watching some stupid talk show when the nature around is so magnificent.
Yes, even your photos make me speechless.
So we walked a lot, we went fishing and did some water sports.
It sounds like it was a great retreat for all of you.
It was. I'll be happy to come back to the Baikal in a couple of years. It takes a long time to get there, plus it is not cheap, but it's certainly worth it. I think it was the best holiday in my life.
I don't think I'll be able to save enough to go there on my own, but I bet they need volunteers there. As far as I understand, this is a wildlife reserve.
I say, Jim, it's not half a bad idea. Surf the net and you are bound to find some volunteering opportunities in that area.
I will, okay. I've got to go. It was great talking to you. See you later.
See you.
This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers.